At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
What do you want from your book? Great odds, personalized promotions, same game parlays. You can boost for even bigger payouts. How about a faster app? Easier withdrawals, complete security. Live your bet life with PointsBet. Great odds, bigger payouts, fast, reliable book. Download the app now. Sign up with code VSiN2K. Get your first bet risk-free up to $2,000. VSiN2K, must be 21, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. We roll on, love Thursday.
Yes, we do.
Ball Stone Time was killing it in college football. He is the man. Listen to his podcast and follow him on Twitter as well. We'll get to his three picks coming up in a second. First, I want to look ahead, sir, because the schedule is so good next week with some of these marquee games. You know, the tough thing for Notre Dame is just bam, 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 bam. Good opponent right after another, and they're all off byes. So next week, they get Cincinnati at home, but Cincy's off a bye, just like Wisconsin is this week. What's your number power rating, say, Cincy at Notre Dame?
Yeah, I mean, like you indicated, Cincinnati has the advantage of a bye game, while Notre Dame's going to be playing Wisconsin in a physical football game at Soldier Field. So absolutely an advantage to Cincinnati. I think you got to make this game either one way or the other, or pick. I'm going to make it as of right now, and of course, things could change based on that game this weekend with Wisconsin, but I'll make the game pick there in South Bend, Notre Dame, and Cincinnati.
Okay, very good. Interesting.
How about Bama and Ole Miss? What do you make the point spread? I'm actually more curious about the total.
I'll tell you, let's start with this total, first of all. You know, Alabama, the last 5 years against Ole Miss, they've averaged 59.6 points. They've scored 59 or more points in each of the last four years. So in the last 4 years, the last four seasons, the least amount of points that Alabama scored against Ole Miss is 59. So I'm going to make the side 18. If you say Alabama just scores 51 against Ole Miss with a side of 18, you know, you add that up and it comes out to 84. I think you got to make it a little bit lower than that. But that's the question. Do you make it 80 or below 80 a little bit? I'm going to make it 18 and 78 in Tuscaloosa next weekend, Alabama and Ole Miss.
I would be betting the over on 78.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm with you because books usually, it takes a long time for them to actually put a college total up like in the mid 80s. So I don't think they're going to do that, Paul. I think they're going to probably hang it in the high 70s.
Yeah, I think Saban, too, he knows that you want to condense the football game. And if they have a 14-play drive, or a couple of those, you know, that's going to use up a lot of clock, and that's going to lessen the number of plays for Ole Miss. So I think he's going to try to shorten the game a little bit. But you're right. You know, and that 78 is probably too low. They'll probably get one-sided on the over. It's probably going to close in the 80s.
Yep. All right, my friend. On CBS, you know, Mountain West wants their games on CBS, so they sold their souls here with a body clock game. Utah State off the big comeback win against Air Force taking on Boise, and it's a 9 a.m. Pacific kick and a 10 a.m. local start in Logan. What do you think of this one?
Well, I think that early start probably helps the home team a little bit, maybe just a tad. But you look at this Utah State team, first of all. After six seasons there at Arkansas State, Blake Anderson left Jonesboro, Arkansas for Logan, Utah, and he's raised the level of play for an Aggie team, which went 1-5 last year in that abbreviated season. Utah State's five losses last year, all by 19 points or more. But this season, Utah 3-0, undefeated at this early stage. They've posted narrow road wins over a couple of pretty good FBS teams. They won by 3 at Washington State to open the season, won by 4 at Air Force last week. Quarterback Logan Bonner, who came to Utah State with Anderson from Arkansas State, he's engineering an explosive offense that thus far averaging 41 points a game through three games. This is a series, though, that frankly has been dominated by Boise State. Probably not that surprising since the Broncos have been the class of the conference in recent years. Boise State, since 1998 in this series, 17-1 straight up, and they've gone 14-3-1 against the spread during that recent span. But I'm going to turn my nose at the recent history. You know, I don't think Boise's quite the dominant force in the Mountain West it once was. I was probably a little cheap when I made this number, but I made Boise a 5.5-point road favorite. Boise probably wins this game, but I think Utah State can stay within shouting distance. I take Utah State on Saturday morning plus 9.5 over Boise.
Very good. Okay, so your neck of the woods now. Texas Tech takes on the Longhorns. And on this game, it opened up 13 here at Circa. It's now sitting at 7.5 or 8. Were you a part of that move at all? Did you grab Texas Tech when it first opened up here? And then what do you make of this total around 61 or 61.5?
Yeah, I didn't. You know, I actually not one of my main plays, but I took a little bit of Texas at -8 when it came down.
Okay.
But looking at this total, which is what I'm going to have a recommend a play on this morning, both these teams, first of all, important to note, they both have new offensive coordinators. Sonny Cumbie, the new offensive coordinator at Texas Tech, and everybody probably remembers him from several years back when he was actually the quarterback there in Lubbock. And then for all practical purposes, the new offensive coordinator at Texas is Steve Sarkisian. Maybe not by title, but he calls the plays for the Longhorns. Both these teams also have new starting quarterbacks at their respective schools. Casey Thompson making his second career start on Saturday against the Red Raiders. Tyler Shuff, he started 7 games last year at the University of Oregon, transferred to Tech during the offseason. But he's a first-year starter here for the Red Raiders. One key component in handicapping college football totals is pace of play. You try to determine how many offensive plays will there be in this contest. These teams, to this point, have played relatively slow. They're both only averaging about 65 plays a game, but that's only a 3-game sample size. I don't think that's really representative of what's to, you know, to come the remainder of the season. This game's kind of like that Alabama-Ole Miss series as far as the number of points scored. 5 of the last 6 meetings in this series have gone over the total. The 5 overs during that 6-year span in those games, the teams have combined to score 75 or more points.
Wow.
The last 6 years, these teams have averaged a combined 82 points a game. Last year's game in Lubbock, if you remember, tied at the end of regulation at 56. Texas won 63-56. I think there's going to be points. I made this total of about a touchdown higher. I recommend over 61.5, Texas Tech, Texas.
Okay, very good. I'm on board. Now let's go to Buffalo and Old Dominion. Last couple of weeks for Buffalo, a little strange. The scoreboard says they got blown out against Nebraska 28-3. Then they gave Coastal Carolina everything they wanted last week, and they're laying, you know, a couple of touchdowns in this game, 12.5, 13 this morning the way it looks. Do you like Buffalo here as the favorite?
I do. You know, this Buffalo team, first of all, they come in off back-to-back losses, as you mentioned, to Nebraska and Coastal Carolina. And it's natural to wonder, you know, maybe even aloud, if the Bulls are going to be fully focused for a trip to Old Dominion. You know, Old Dominion, its brand, certainly doesn't match that of Nebraska or Coastal Carolina. Old Dominion, one of the very worst teams back in 2019 when they went 1-11. Its only win, a season-opening victory that season over FCS entry and crosstown rival Norfolk State. Last season, if you recall, Old Dominion, one of only three FBS teams which opted out of its entire fall schedule due to the COVID pandemic. The Monarchs this season, 1-2, they beat another FCS team there in Virginia, Hampton, 47-7. That victory, though, was sandwiched around lopsided losses to Wake Forest and Liberty by 32 and 28 points. The Monarchs have now lost 14 straight games to FBS opponents. Why do I think, you know, Buffalo is going to bring enough mojo to Norfolk to win by 13 or more points? It's simple in my mind. The Bulls need to win. You know, they're 1-2. They're riding a two-game losing streak. They want to right the ship regardless of the opponent. And you look at that game we talked about at Coastal, the 28-25 loss last week at home. The Bulls rushed for 262 yards, 5.6 yards per carry. So they were pretty dominant against a real good Coastal front seven in the run game. You like a team that can run the football on the road, I think you can find some 12.5. Take the Bulls minus 12.5 over Old Dominion.
All right, Paul, we have a couple of minutes left here. I was listening to the latest episode of your podcast, the Paul Stone Sports Podcast, yesterday. I thought, and you're a professional sports bettor, you love college football. You made a comment that I don't think a lot of other people might necessarily agree with, but you pointed out, and I love it personally because I agree with you, you said that turnover margin or turnover differential in college football is not happenstance or luck. Can you explain that?
Yeah, I mean, the best teams in college football year in and year out are going to be positive in terms of turnover ratio at the end of the season. It's not happenstance. I mean, you look at, I think most people would agree, the last 6 or so years, Alabama, Ohio State, and Clemson have been the three marquee programs in college football. The last 6 years in cumulative turnover ratio, Alabama plus 68. Ohio State the last 6 years, plus 48. Clemson over the last 4 years, plus 34. And I think it's just a product of, first of all, they've got exceptional quarterbacks. They protect the football. These teams are often playing from the lead. They're playing ahead. So much of the game, second half especially, they become more conservative. They're running the football. They have superior athletes on defense. They put the opposition in negative down and distance situations, which naturally increase the chances of, you know, creating a turnover. And these coaches now, even at the youth football levels, they teach, you know, strip ball tackling drills. They teach the jerk and rip method, as I call it. Players punch the ball out from behind. And I think the superior teams are trained even more extensively in these techniques. And, you know, the good teams, it's not something that necessarily regresses to the mean. The good teams are going to win the turnover battle.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. And you brought up Iowa as an example. Vitek always did it under Beamer. So plenty of examples out there. Follow him on Twitter, at Paul Stone Sports, and that's also the name of his podcast. Paul, as always, thanks for the time. Good luck this week.
Hey, appreciate being on with you guys. Y'all have a great weekend of college football.
Yep, you too. Great numbers there on the Ole Miss Bama history and then the Texas Tech rundown as well. Up next, a Thursday night football betting preview. Based on the first 2 weeks, there is one matchup in particular the Panthers can really exploit versus the Texans. We'll give you those details coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed.
I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. First Bet is a special offer for new customers. Get an instant $10 free upon sign up and then earn $10 for every $1,000 wagered up to $1,000. VSEN.com/horses for details. And when you go to VSEN.com/horses, that new feature, Daily Saratoga Picks. Bonus code Vegas1000. VSEN.com/horses. Promo code Vegas1000. Oh, Thursdays are so good. The Maestro's coming up. And again, Paul Stone, 2-1, 2-1, 2-0-1 so far on the show. Utah State, Texas Tech, Texas over in Buffalo. Three plays.
That's going to move the sticks.
No doubt.
That's going to get the job done every single week.
Yeah.
Tonight, Carolina against Houston, Thursday night football in the NFL. Carolina's laying 8. Some spots now 8.5. The total hovering around 43. Per footballoutsiders.com, now that we're 2 weeks into the season, they have Carolina ranked as the best team per their metrics, the DVOA. 15th on offense, number one overall on defense. They've been suffocating so far. I get it. The teams they played so far, you know, not very good. Took out the Jets in week one, and what they did to the Saints. Well, the Saints still a question mark. I don't know what to make of the Saints yet. I don't think anybody in the country has a pulse on the Saints. But very impressive. Give them credit. You got to beat who's on the schedule, and they've done that so far. And now they catch a break tonight with no Tyrod Taylor, which is huge to me.
Well, the unknown is Mills. I mean, he could go out there and surprise people. The prop is low. It's only 216.5 passing yards, 214, something in that ballpark. They've been so good, Carolina, in the first half. They haven't allowed a point yet. They forced a ton of turnovers in their two wins. They've been harassing the quarterback. They shut down the Saints and Winston. They sacked him 4 times. As I said earlier, they might go over the prop themselves. The prop tonight is 4.5 sacks. They might get them themselves. Darnold's been solid, but they have a tendency to relax. That's what's happened so far. They've covered 7 in a row on the road. But what I meant by that earlier is 33-0 in the first half. Yards 572 to 172. And that became a game, and it shouldn't have been. That got a little hairy there against the Jets in week one. They had issues not putting them away and some red zone issues, but in any event, I would look at Carolina first half. They're also $1.10 to score first and win the game at Bet Rivers, and they're $1.70 to score first as well. But it comes down to Mills. And I don't know what to expect tonight. I will say this. When in doubt, he needs to feed Cooks and just lock in on Cooks, which I'm sure Carolina knows that.
He did that but in the second half, too, last week.
I mean, what'd the guy have? What was it, 14 targets last week?
Yeah, and he has 21 so far on the year.
14 targets last week.
Yeah, I would go to him over and over and over again. Brandon Cooks has been all over the league. He's a really good weapon. Has been since year one.
Right, he's a head case.
That's the problem.
He wears out his welcome.
Sure, yes. Now, let me ask you this. So I made a bet on Davis Mills back in the summertime, long time ago, at 300-1 to be the offensive rookie of the year. He's now 30 or 35-1 because he's starting. So I'd like to have him really go out there and have a great showcase tonight and, you know, look tremendous. When I watch him in the preseason, I'm like, oh my God, what did I do? The thought was there's gonna be no Deshaun Watson. Uh-huh. Who the hell knows what can happen to Tyrod Taylor? It happened last year. The guy's luck is incredibly bad.
Right.
So,
and how big is the drop-off? You're right. The kid was playing great.
Yeah.
They were in that game against Cleveland, and he lit up Jacksonville.
That's why, personally, I'd like to see Mills like 27-31 and 4 touchdowns tonight. And I'd be like, oh, my God, that ticket's live. That's total pipe dream. That's not going to happen. But, the running backs here, too. They actually, now, forget David Johnson for a second. But as we saw in week one, does Mark Ingram still have something left in the tank? It looked like it 2 weeks ago. Huh. And I still kind of, I don't know, I'm weird. I have this thing in my head where Philip Lindsay can still play in the league. So in theory, they have, you know, a few weapons on the team. I don't know what to expect from Cully, though, tonight. I mean, if he pulls shenanigans, imagine if...
Come on, he owned it.
No, I know that. Here's what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
Imagine if what happened on Sunday when he declined the penalty to punt happened tonight on national TV. Well, he'd really be getting barbecued then.
Well, imagine if there's an injury. I mean, you sit. They might have to. If there's a couple injuries, they're looking running the wildcat with Ingram because of this Watson business. Their team total 16.5, as I mentioned earlier. An emphasis on the running game. They couldn't run the ball last year, and they gassed Jacksonville in week one. Scoreless quarter plus 280. But I think you hit on something with that Anderson prop, longest catch.
Yeah,
I think that's very good.
Yeah,
I think they'll take some shots down the field and have success with Anderson. You're seeing 18.5.
Shop around. Looks like 18.5 might be the best number out there for longest reception. And I'll give you this again. The reason why is because, per some advanced metrics, his average targeted air yards is 21.8 yards so far. That's number one in the NFL, folks. So 18.5, when on average the target is 21.8 yards down the field, makes some sense.
I would go Cooks over. I love McCaffrey over, combined rushing and receiving, which is 142. I think Mills will get over. Sacks over.
I think sacks over is a good play.
Yeah, longest touchdown under 38.5 yards. That could be worth a look, too. But again, these are all fun games because these props are, 250 different ways to bet the game at Bet Rivers. There's so many things you can do here now.
How about a little Sam Darnold comeback player of the year?
Yeah, I'm on board.
10-1 right now at DraftKings. And it always made a little bit of sense, right? Like, if he would actually have a good season, Carolina, you know, maybe be a challenger for a playoff spot. So far, look at these numbers. Got to tell you, been pretty damn impressive. Jets, 24-35 for 279 and a touchdown. Saints, 26-38 for 305 and 2 scores. He's looked good, and I know this. I mean, the Jets were a total disaster. They had no idea how to, and they didn't have any weapons. And he goes to a team with Matt Rhule and Joe Brady on the team.
Right.
And weapons from Christian McCaffrey to the wide receivers. They drafted Marshall out of LSU. Makes some sense that he's actually going to play well. Matt Rhule, forget about it. Here at Circa, if this is any indication whatsoever, Chris Bennett moved Matt Rhule down to 7-1 to be coach of the year.
Yeah, I saw that. You also noticed the time of possession last week? They had the ball for 38 minutes. I mean, that was something.
That's funny, because that's exactly what the Saints did to the Packers in week one.
Uh-huh. But, I mean,
and then a little taste of their own medicine in week two.
Yeah, it's right there for them now. I mean, the schedule, they're off to an easy start with the schedule in terms of how it's worked out and how they caught the Saints. But they win tonight, they're 3-0. Then it'd be Dallas, Philly, and Minnesota coming up. Than the Giants, so it's certainly doable, and I'm buying Carolina. The other thing, the first, last, and anytime touchdown at Bet Rivers, McCaffrey's 280. Will he score a touchdown? Yes, minus 280 anytime.
What was Devontae Adams on Monday night? Wasn't he a gigantic number? He never scored.
Missed that, right. Right. And also it pays to shop around. At Bet Rivers, first, I'm just pointing this out.
Yeah.
Darnold to score the first touchdown is 24-1. It's as low as 16 at other places.
Actually, what's Mills?
No, 30.
Is he 30? I bet you can find him at 40.
Probably. First touchdown.
That actually might not be, that might be worth a flyer. We've seen this plenty of times where the quarterback, okay. Yeah, they get down to the 1 yard line. He doesn't know what to do. Panic time. Here comes the rush. Oh, I'm just going to scramble out here to my left and take off, and there's a touchdown for me. I'm still okay teasing the Panthers, by the way, because you can get down below that key number of 3. You can get it down to 2. And I've teased them this week. I put them on teasers with Cardinals and with the Browns so far.
Yeah, co-sign on that. I would do that.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think in Survivor? How many people do you think will use them in Survivor?
I think the number is going to be pretty high.
Uh-huh.
I mean, do you not have to actually consider them tonight?
Kind of
change. Well, first of all, this game should have been on your radar to begin the season anyway, because the Lions and the Texans, you should have been focusing on their opponents every single week in Survivor, trying to map it out. And I know I'm already out of the contest. I'm out. There's my money.
Money on a counter.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And so going back, I broke down every single team in the possible weeks. I had Carolina dialed up in week 3. They were one of the teams I was considering. The Seahawks got me. Oh, just the dagger last week.
Well, everyone's going
to get the shank right to the kidney.
Yeah, everyone will use Buffalo next week. They're laying 17, 16 and a half against Houston.
Yeah.
So maybe this kid can show something tonight with Mills. How about the college game? I don't know. It's a good college game, too. They played last year. App State's up to 8. App State lost at Marshall 17-7, and they couldn't do anything on offense. And Marshall, coming off a tough loss, they blew a 17-point fourth-quarter lead at home?
It was 38-21.
What happened?
And East Carolina had to punt to begin the fourth quarter.
Oh!
They went. Marshall went down the field with every single drive in the fourth quarter, turnover on downs, missed field goal, then an INT with 11 seconds left at the 15-yard line. And it was just touchdown, East Carolina, onside kick, touchdown. Boy, they got a 42-38 lead, and that's the ball game. Never should have lost that game. It's a lot of points. I'm with you on that. Marshall, 8-2 ATS on the road as an underdog. Okay.
And you don't know what you're going to get out of this Marshall quarterback, who was inconsistent last year and really struggled. It was horrible down the stretch in that game against Rice, in the Conference USA title game, and then in the bowl game. Just terrible. But then off to a good start so far, and then they blew out Navy and did what they wanted in that game. And App State has the close loss against Miami, too. So
right.
Good point, too. You mentioned the common opponent is App State. Didn't have a problem with ECU. It was at home, and then Marshall just, I don't know, collapse.
Honestly,
epic collapse.
Honestly, both teams probably should have 14-point wins over East Carolina in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, if what's the number tonight if Marshall actually doesn't blow that game and they win it by 17 points last week? You know, and it keeps going up here now. It was 7 when we came on the air an hour and a half ago. Now it's 8. FTM at vsin.com is the email. Plenty of ways to get in touch with the show. That's one of them, FTM at vsin.com. Up next, Paulie will run down win some, lose some from last night. And an athlete gave a terrific answer to a question that is very relatable to sports betting and gambling in general. Hear what he had to say coming up next.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Rough night?
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night? How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
All right, let's rumble. Win some. Phillies 290 up to 350. It was a struggle. Didn't cover the run line. Won the game, though, and beat the Orioles 4-3. They have it stay 3 back of the Braves in the division. Also, win some. Overs went 9-3 yesterday in Major League Baseball, and a ton of runs in the late games. VSiN.com to subscribe. Our radio and podcast peeps, check this out. The videos, as always. This is great in Seattle. Fans bring their dogs to bark at the park night. And the stadium has the Simba cam where people hold up their dogs Lion King style for a chance to be featured on the Jumbotron. Get them up there! Look at this. Everyone's got a dog and everyone's holding them up. And the dog's like, what are you doing? Put me down.
First of all, it's a huge crowd.
Oh, sure. Right. Everyone's got a dog. And then they go up. Yep. Look at this. Look at this guy. He's got the sweater on and the jacket. What a scene. There we go. He's up there. There's Simba style. That's excellent. And let's go hardcore back to back here. This was sent in from Mark Hoppel. I love this video. They are so smart. We don't deserve dogs. Oh, look at how smart this guy is, how he plays fetch every day where the gal's gardening or just hanging out there on the deck. And he comes in and drops the ball there. It goes down. He throws it to him. He go grabs it, puts it in his mouth, and then right down the ramp again. There you go. Can you get me again? He said, yep, hook shot, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, right back. Rinse and repeat. That is so good. And that guy gets a serious workout. And I love this one. Here's the puppy. I could watch this on loop for hours. Where a little shake here and just tumbles over. What is that?
Well, I mean,
is that a beagle?
The coordination of a puppy.
I think that's a beagle. Could be. Might be. Do I have something?
I'm trying to actually see the...
Is it a bulldog?
First of all, was it gray and brown? Did I notice that here late?
The colors of a beagle. You might have some gray in there.
You know what?
Yeah.
You thought wrong.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Is it a... Yelled at me. Dustin yelled at me. It's a bulldog. I thought it looked like a beagle. Okay, that's definitely some winsome. That'll be up later. Lose some. Who's betting the Padres? This has been going on for 2.5 months. Who's betting the Padres? And then the disrespect of the Giants continues. Padres were $1.15. They got beat again. And the Padres are favored today with Darvish against Webb. And they're 19-4 when Webb starts. He's number 2 in ROI.
Yet again, reminds me of the Browns a couple years in the NFL.
Yes.
Every week. Well, there's a lot of sharp money on the Browns again today. Why?
Guys, they're a game over 500. I don't care who's on the team. Yeah. The Giants have, what, 98 wins?
Time to, you know, it's past time to adjust your numbers on this team.
I'm going to put this under lose some because I legitimately hate myself because I don't make it down there enough. And it is breathtaking, shall we say, but so impressive, the conservatory at Bellagio. Look at this setup now. They just changed it. Look at it. Make it out of flowers. Look at this.
You concur?
Yeah, damn right, concur. I mean, between Chinese New Year and, what is it, Year of the Rat? I don't know. But the Christmas decorations. And now look at this with the trees in autumn. And beautiful. Incredible that they're able to do this and change this on a regular basis. Bad beats. Rangers on a plus the 1.5 and under 9 with the total 3-3. Bottom of the 8th, the Yankees get a 4 spot, and they win 7-3. Win-lose presented by BetRivers, your hometown book, where you can claim 100% first deposit match bonus style. Code 250MATCH. Learn more, BetRivers.com.
So remember yesterday when Indy Jeff was on the show, very good at betting golf and golf advice here on this show. He said that he could not believe that he found Europe at plus 235 to win the Ryder Cup. That number kept going up yesterday. I saw as high as plus 240. So they win this event like a lot.
Yeah.
And I thought this was a very... I watched the entire press conference with Patrick Cantlay, and I thought almost every single answer was terrific. But so again, this is Cantlay talking to the media at the Ryder Cup a day ago. And a very relatable answer here to sports betting and gambling in general when he was asked why Europe has been so successful at winning this event.
I've read a few gin books, and let's see if I get it right. If you play enough gin hands, a 1 or 2% difference in skill translates to almost an assured win over many, many, many hands of gin. But you could have a big difference between somebody, maybe a 60 to 40% skill level difference, and gin is still chancy enough to where you could play 10 hands and lose 6 or 7 of the hands against someone that's much worse than you skill-wise. And so these matches are only played every 2 years, and golf is very chancy. And so would it surprise you if the U.S. went on a similar run to what Europe's been on for the next 20 years? Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, you go to Vegas and you play roulette and the chances are 50-50, but skewed toward the house a little bit, it could hit red 6 times in a row, right? But that's not abnormal. You flip a quarter, it would be weird if the quarter flipped tails, heads, tails, heads, tails, heads. Then you'd think something trippy was going on. So I try to take a very long-term view on things like that. Who knows? The captains are different every year. The players are different every year. The venues are different every year. The weather's different every year. You're really going to ask a question like that and think you're going to get the right answer? I don't have the answer to that. This is my first one.
Okay. That, to me, is an incredible soundbite by Patrick Kelly, right? He was getting mocked afterwards.
By who?
The media, and I think Dustin Johnson said, I think it was DJ. If I'm wrong on that, I apologize. There was another golfer who said, I'll try to make my answers a little bit shorter than Cantlay.
Oh, God.
And they're like, can you wind it up here a little bit?
It's a dream scenario.
You asked him the question.
Come on.
That's one of the best answers I've heard from any athlete this entire calendar year. It makes total sense.
They were mocking him for the length of the answer?
Yes, they were.
Oh, for Christ.
It's going on and on and on and on and on. I'm like, wait a second here. You asked him the question. He's giving you a detailed answer, breaking it down beautifully. That, and it just tells me again that the people, I guess, in that room, and I don't know if it was everybody, I wasn't there, but for the people who are like, okay, and long enough answer here, they don't gamble. They've never gambled probably in their entire lives. But that's, he summed it up. He's exactly right.
Yeah, flipping quarters, nothing. Yeah, heads, tails.
Right.
That's great.
Right.
Short sample as opposed to turn. Right.
Right. We
talk about it with contests all the time. I mean, you put a thousand monkeys in a room, one of them's going to write Shakespeare. It's like, how can someone like ODB last year, how can they start 18-2?
Sure.
How can they do this against the spread in the NFL? Well, yep. If he got 4,000 people on a contest.
Right. You watch this year here at Circa, another contest, somebody's going to hit 72, 71, whatever it is, and that person, you're going to be like, but it happens every single year. You have that many people, somebody's going to go on a hot streak, and he's exactly right when he said, would you be surprised if Team USA goes on a run like Europe's been on in the Ryder Cup, you know, whatever. If the next 12 events, USA would win like 8 or 9 of them, it would not be shocking. That's why, like, when people are giving out bets on sports and, you know, this network in particular, and if you happen to land on VSiN one day and one of our guests or us, we give out a couple of losers, oh, you suck, you're absolutely terrible. You have no idea what you're talking about. How are you on the air? It's one show or one segment. And it was like one or two picks. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, you watch the four-letter network, and you watch some of these network shows where something will happen. It'll be like based on the one game on a Sunday or Monday. Are they now the favorites to do this? Are they now the team to beat in this? It's like, what are you talking about? First of all, there are odds up everywhere. Just make a phone call or look at an app. I mean, it's just so egregious on some of the stuff.
Well, The stuff on the Packers and Aaron Rodgers so far in mainstream media the first 2 weeks. After week one, Rodgers is toast, right? He's sabotaging the Packers, wants to get out of there. After week two, you know, the stuff that I saw yesterday, I think it was, making the rounds. You know, Rodgers never lost. Is this going to be his best year of all time? It's like, what? After week one and people are ripping on the guy in the organization?
Is Rodgers back?
Is he back?
Is he back? Yeah. Like he hasn't had some stinkers before.
Oh, yeah, right.
He hasn't done this, and the team hasn't done it before.
Yeah, ever once in his life.
Yeah. The guy who came up with Relax. I'm very excited for the MLB card today.
Oh,
very excited. I mean, there's so many important games, and there's day games, and you have a team that's won 11 in a row, and their dogs were one of the hottest pitchers in baseball. The hottest pitcher in baseball is going today. He's a big favorite on the road, but you have a 14-0-1 angle. Freeland career against the Dodgers. Our friend Tony on Twitter, 14-0-1 to the under. And Scherzer, 7-0 in 9 starts with an ERA under 1 and a 37-inning scoreless streak since the trade. This is great. Dodgers need a 2 for the win total and to catch the Giants. They're 2 back. And the Giants, dogs in a day game against Darvish and the Padres. Not to mention Kikuchi and the Mariners, a dog. They've won 8 in a row against the A's and trying to get the broom out.
Telling you, Paul, you scoffed at me last week. If Scherzer finishes with 2 gems, he should be in the mix for the MVP. Nobody's taking this award. Nobody's running away with this thing.
I don't understand the Harper. I mean, Tatis had a home run last night, too.
Yeah. So when you place your football bets this week, try out some of the same game parlays at BetRivers Sportsbook. Mix, match, and multiply your payouts with player prop combinations along with traditional game lines. It's easy and fun. Give it a go this week. Or if golf's more your speed, you can get a 20% profit boost every day of the Ryder Cup. Log in, bet, and win at BetRivers. Download the app today or go to BetRivers.com. Major League Baseball win totals and what teams have to do to get there coming up next.
Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Download the free OddsTrader.com app to compare betting odds from licensed sports books, access injury reports, in-game action, and much more. Go to OddsTrader.com. Beautiful for in-game tracking tools, live in-game odds and stats. Visit OddsTrader.com. Here we go. Not only about a week and a half left in the baseball season, regular season. As we mentioned how fun the card is today, and Mitch mentioned how the White Sox need it. This is becoming squeaky bum time. But let's look at the win totals and update what's going on so far and what has happened in Major League Baseball with who needs it and what's... There's still a lot pending, which is surprising about how many teams are still pending. But with these divisions and Tampa, easy over. Come on, 94 and 59. No problem there. Boston...
What was their number?
Let me get it.
Don't tell me it was high 80s.
No.
Oh, my God. It was 86.
No. Yeah.
Every year with that team.
Great organization.
I'm gonna set an alert on my calendar during the next break, for next February. It says just bet the Rays over.
Yeah. Rays over, Boston over, Yankees under, Blue Jays over, Baltimore under again. Baltimore 104 losses.
Oh.
I mean, please, right? So that was easy peasy with those. The Yankees, I'll be honest, I was sweating there for a while and they had the losing streak and now they're playing bad baseball. But look at that. Look at Toronto. 85-67. And in fourth place, going to come down to the final day. The Central, the White Sox, 85-66. They're what, 13-12? 12-11 last 23. They need 6 wins to go over. It's going to be a sweat now.
Well, here at Circa, the closing number was 89.5 on the White Sox.
Uh-huh, yep. And, right. So they're going to need 6 more wins.
Now, the Cardinals, who are on, I'll get to that in a second. I'm looking at pending. My fault. Cleveland, it's going to take a miracle. They were 81. They're at 74 and 76, so that's not happening. Cleveland's going under. Detroit went over. What a job by the Tigers. Fourth best ROI now. Kansas City, that's going to take a miracle. They were 75. They're at 69. And the Twins, with great call by Matt Vasgersian. He loved the Twins under. Last place. You see how high their total was? Twins? Look at that.
I think it was
89 and a half.
It was 89 and a half. I think other places had it 90. Wow. 91.
67 and 85. To the West, Houston over, 91 and 61. Seattle way over, 83 and 69.
Yeah, their win total was, I think, 72.
Yep. The A's were 86 and a half. They're on 82. This is going to be a bad beat.
Well, remember when you were calling for Bob Melvin in April?
Yeah, with that slow start.
They started off poorly, and then they got it back on track like they always do. But you're right. They need five more wins to go over.
Yep.
That's not a shoe-in.
Angels going under. And Texas, please. 97 losses. Easy under there as well.
Texas will be a winner for me. I had them under 67. My biggest sweat is the Dodgers. That's my biggest win total bet, too. And now I think they have to go, 7-3 to go over? So 6-4 for a push. I think my absolute best-case scenario now is a push.
Sure. Yeah, here comes a four-game winning streak.
And you shut your mouth. It's every single day with this, and they keep losing games.
No, keep winning. Scherzer wins today, and then they'll sweep Arizona. We'll be okay. Atlanta, 80-70. That's an under. They're not going to get there. Philly, 78-74.
Got to get four more wins.
Hey, yeah, right. Interesting.
I would like to tell you, yes, it's going to happen, but with this team, I really don't know.
Yeah, that's another one pending. Mets, no, not even close.
No.
91. Nope. Marlins, not going to get there. 72. They're at 64. And
wait, so hold on. Did every team?
Correct. Well, except the Phillies.
The Phillies have the best chance to go over, and that's it. Every other team's going to go under in that division.
Uh-huh. Wow. Yeah. I like the Nats over, but then they had the fire sale, and with their slow start, and they traded everybody. But they're in last place, no shot, and Marlins going to go under as well. Central, Milwaukee, an easy over. It's 91 and 61. All those people that had that, they nailed that. You know, I love St. Louis over. I talked about them, how great this organization was, and this is going to be. Now, it depends what you got with the Cardinals. You're going to get there probably anyways. But there was an 84. I saw an 85 and then an 86 at Circa. Well, they have 82 now, and they've won 11 in a row. So they figured to get there with still seven left against the Cubbies. But this is what a turnaround here by the Cardinals. Reds, 78 and 74. They're going to get there with two more wins. Cubs are an under. And the Pirates, even though the Pirates are going to go over. They need two more wins.
Wow.
Even though they have 94 losses.
Well, good job by them.
Yep. They were 58 and a half. Lowest win total since the expansion Marlins. They're showing some guts and fight.
On that potential wild card game, if it is going to be, you know, let's say it's Cardinals Dodgers and it's in LA and it's Scherzer against Wainwright, what do you think that the reaction is going to be? How tight do you think the Dodgers batters will be if it's like 2-0 Cardinals in the fifth? The pressure?
Yeah.
At that point, let's say they do win 103 games, whatever, touch their win total.
Well, easier to take if they won the World Series. I mean, if you're still talking about all these issues in the playoffs, but okay. Yep. To the West, Giants, please. I mean, I know this is like the Seattle team that won 116 games. I mean, what are they going to go over their win total by 35?
Well, this is like,
projected total was 75. They're going to win 100 tonight.
It's a team in that same market, but a different sport a couple years ago when the Warriors were under by like Christmas Day. Remember, Curry got hurt right away?
Yeah.
Their win total was like 48 and a half, I believe, and they had no chance.
Dodgers, 97. They got to close 7-3. Padres, they're not even going to have a winning record.
Look at that.
94 and a half. They're 76 and 75. Colorado, easy. Look at Colorado. Easy over. They were 63 and a half. No respect. So good at home.
Here's the thing, Paul. Again, like tonight, for example. Now, there's money coming in on Webb. And in fact, if you did not bet him on the overnights, like the plus money is long gone. But if you replace the Padres, just the name Padres, right, and put their numbers up, and no names are on this list, no names are on the roster, and you put that team 76 and 75 and how they look and how they've done and what the stats are against the Giants, you're telling me that they were going to open up a favorite today against the Giants? How? How is that possible?
I don't get it. Darvish has one win since late June. Yep. So, and then the Diamondbacks, of course, saved the best for last. They were 74. They're going to lose 110 games.
Are they going to lose the most amount of games in baseball?
Yes.
They're going to lose more than Baltimore?
Yes. They had a winning record late April. Hilarious. So Pirates, White Sox, Cardinals, Dodgers, A's, Phillies, KC still pending. I won't count Cleveland. That's too much to ask with their schedule and the doubleheader against the White Sox today. So that is fun to track and interesting with these MLB totals.
What'd you say about the Reds?
The series?
No. With their win total.
They have to win two more.
Two more, is that what it is?
Was it? Yeah. If Dustin can bring it up. They're going to win two more games. Well, they're going to get that.
I would think they're going to win two more, yeah.
With their schedule, yes.
But, boy, oh boy.
They'll make that game up from yesterday on Monday.
Okay, yeah, they have 78 wins on the season. Yeah, Cubs no chance to go over. Brewers, again, 84. That team, that's a pretty good organization. And they've been like this now for a handful of years. You know, this goes back a good 4 or 5 years where they're, in fact, more than that. Hell, I mean, it goes back probably a good decade when they had, Greinke was there for a year, Ryan Braun, Prince Fielder, where they've been like a player in the National League this year, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
And that series, whoever they get in that first round, oh, man.
Today's dangerous. It's intriguing, but I like half the card, which never happens in baseball. And
right.
as you know, I've said for 4 years, I can't pick my nose in baseball. But like the Giants, love the Giants. Braves run line, too, going against Mad Bum. Atlanta's hammered them so far. Morton going against Mad Bum. The Dodger-Rocky game under. Again, the 14-0-1 trend. It's 10.5. You have a team that's won 11 in a row, getting plus money. Cardinals, I think, get the broom out on Milwaukee. Why not? You can go Nola run line, too. Pirates going with Overton. That's risky business, but Nola's been solid. Plus 135.
Yeah, but the thing is, that offense, man.
Yeah, that's fair.
And by the way,
I think they'll get theirs against the Pirates.
Teams have now been doing this to Bryce Harper for a while. Look at how many times he's walking.
No reason to pitch to him.
They're pitching around him all the time.
Kikuchi plus $1.35. Again, they've won 8 in a row against the A's. And
be careful
going for
that
the sweep.
One.
Well, you have the Bassett angle, Bassett's right. Return, but how long does he go as he makes his return? Seattle 10-1 last 11 in game 4 of a series. 6-1 last 7 on the road. The A's know they're out of it. I think Mats and the Blue Jays beat the Twins in Pineda. They're 9-1 last 10 on grass. Also, I think they're going to rake here against Pineda. They're 64-47 against righties. Giants are 72-33 against righties. And the Astros should club the Angels again as well. Get
so
$1.10 on the run.
Just going to bet the board then? Bet every game today?
Not every game, but those are a lot I like. And certainly I'll get the in pocket coming up too. But
well, yeah, I mean, if today goes any way like yesterday went for us, I mean... And everything
easy.
We talked about, everything
very
that we bet came
very
in.
Very good. And what do you want to do with this White Sox doubleheader? Again, if the White Sox win game one of the doubleheader today in the afternoon, they clinch. I mean, do they get after it? Is it celebration? Crack the beers? Let's go? They don't know who they're throwing in game two? Plesac going for the Indians in game two? I mean, that'd be a great bet to take the Indians in game two if the White Sox win game one and clinch and celebrate. Don't you think? How many times does this happen?
No, it's pretty rare.
Yeah, sure. I mean, what did they do?
Now, what happens
is
if they
just, is it just a moderation? Is it like, okay, we'll get after it after the doubleheader? Is it...
Well, here, but what if they lose game one? Have you thought about that one, Sparky?
No, I haven't, Sparky.
Well, okay, then if they do, then they'll probably be...
I don't know who they're throwing. I have to see.
Yeah.
But the Plesac thing's hilarious. They've been no-hit three times. He's been on the mound for all three of them.
Up next, Thursdays with the Maestro, Mike Palm in studio. So Cleveland and Houston played in week 2. Did somebody in Survivor really use 3 entries on each team? We'll ask him coming up next.
The Bet Rivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. Bet Rivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes Bet Rivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. See the Bet Rivers Sportsbook app for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Or in Colorado, call 1-800-522-4700. Playable in New Jersey as Play Sugar House.
New to the game or a seasoned bettor? OddsTrader.com has everything you need to make the right bet ahead of kickoff. Begin your handicapping journey with OddsTrader. Improve your edge by finding the best price on every game from sportsbooks in your backyard. Take advantage of the numerous sign-up bonus offers to pad your bankroll. Dive into key game statistics, player performance, and even account for the projected game day weather. Best of all, you can use the OddsTrader bet tracker to keep a log of your action. Welcome to OddsTrader, and best of luck.
New to VSiN? The best way to learn more about sports betting and how VSiN can help you is to sign up for our free daily email. You'll receive an email every morning with show highlights and expert insights. Sign up for free today at VSiN.com/email. That's VSIN.com/email. New to VSiN? The best way to learn more about sports betting and how VSiN can help you is to sign up for our free daily email. You'll receive an email every morning with show highlights and expert insights. Sign up for free today at VSiN.com/email. That's VSIN.com/email.
This is VSiN, 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 VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.